tomorrow at the Star Spangled Celebration. North Ridgeville putting on one of the finest ones in the area, and here to tell us all about that, we've got Kevin Fugaroos with North Ridgeville Parks and Recreation. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us, my friend. How are you?
Good. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on, as always, and boy, we're hoping that Mother Nature cooperates with you tomorrow, because you guys have a lot of cool outdoor activities planned for the Star Spangled Celebration. Where and when is this all going down tomorrow?
Yeah, so our annual Star Spangled Celebration kicks off tomorrow, July 3rd. Our party in the park starts at 7 p.m. It runs till 9:30 p.m. Then after the party in the park, we'll follow our fabulous fireworks show that is put on by American Fireworks. We have two bounce houses, a couple of balloon twisters. We have a live band. They're called Sorry William. They'll be playing again this year. We also have 9 food vendors. The food is available for purchase that will be set up on Bainbridge Road. And then our Chamber of Commerce, they will be selling like lightsabers and glow-in-the-dark stuff and everything like that for the kids and adults in the crowd. And, you know, all in all, it's a great event. So we're looking forward to it. And like you said, hopefully the weather holds off for us.
Yeah, when it's this hot, you just never know what you're going to get. You can get that occasional pop-up shower, but hopefully we don't get any of that tomorrow. You were talking about all the activities, and there were a few things that definitely stood out. And I think the one thing that stands out to me is that there's really something for everyone here, and there's a lot going on for the kids. You mentioned the lightsabers and things like that. While the fireworks are going off, the kids going to have a great time with those lightsabers and a number of other things, the balloons that are being created with those balloon twisters. There's so much happening here. How has this thing grown over the years?
You know, the Star Spangled Celebration has grown substantially over the years. We've just tried to always add to it every year. In regards to our food vendors, we try to keep it small just because we want to be able to, so they can capitalize on the revenue at the events. It's kind of a short window for them. We try to change it up as much as possible, but we realize some of the things that work best for us and that the community enjoys. And, you know, we listen to their feedback if there's other things they want to see year in and year out. But, you know, we change up the band. We try to change up vendors if need be. You know, American Fireworks has been doing a tremendous job for us. I've been here 8 years, and they've been with us, you know, for the 8 years I've been here. So, you know, it's a great event, and it's fun, and every, you know, the people that enjoy it seem to enjoy it while they're out there. And like I said, it's, you know, it's a good event, and everybody comes out for it. So,
Kevin, you mentioned it's an ever-changing event. Now, I'm sure you guys kind of have a rundown of what you're planning on doing on a year-to-year basis, but when do you guys kind of start preparation for this thing, and how long does it take?
Well, we start preparation sometime in May. I know the fire department, they contract out with American Fireworks. They handled that since they have to inspect the cakes and all the mortars that are set up on behalf of American Fireworks. We'll start contacting our vendors in early part of May to try to get them under contract so we have that in line, along with the bands, our balloon twisters, just so we have everything set and ready to go and we can avoid any hiccups that might come up. You know, like this morning at 6 a.m., I got an unfortunate phone call from the Port-A-John company that they were dropping them off at 6 a.m. You're not really expecting that, but that was fine. They were there. It was a little unexpected phone call this morning. But it takes a couple months of planning and processing and working with, you know, the police department, the fire department, our streets department, and our grounds maintenance department to make sure that all our I's are dotted and our T's are crossed. So when July 3rd hits tomorrow, we are set and ready to go.
I suppose with that particular item, it's better to have them come early than not at all, right?
Yeah, correct.
That's funny. You mentioned American Fireworks. What goes into the show for that? Do you just kind of let them do their thing? Do you guys talk about it? How's that work?
Yeah, our fire chief, John Reese, he works with American Fireworks year in and year out. You know, they do it. I think it's about a $10,000 show. Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty positive it's about $10,000. And the mini display that's, I believe, about 1 to 2 inch worth shells, and then I think we go all the way up to a 5-inch shell that's shot off. And our show lasts roughly about 20-25 minutes. It's actually, you know, we kind of let them plan it and go with it, and they do a tremendous job every year with it. You know, I think we have one of the better fireworks displays in Lorain County, and it seems to show every year.
What's interesting about that also, you mentioned 20 to 25 minutes. I don't know that there are a lot of people out there that have any idea how much it takes to put that together. You talked earlier about the collaboration with all the different departments within the city and just how much communication is necessary for something like this. I've always found that interesting because, you know, people look at the 4th of July and the celebrations that come along with it. For a lot of people, it's a holiday. But, you know, for you guys, it's a lot of work. You mentioned that, you know, the days leading up can be a little bit challenging simply because you get phone calls from folks that you're expecting to get phone calls from, but maybe not at 6 o'clock in the morning. There's just so much that goes into this stuff for you guys. And I would imagine, too, that when it's over and done with, that's got to be pretty rewarding to see the entire community come together for something like this.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and at the same point in time, it's a sense of relief. I mean, that you feel like you did a good job and you try to offer, you know, a good event for your community and also the individuals that surrounding our community that come in and see the light display. We, you know, we probably average six to 7,000 patrons in South Central Park. And, you know, with the collaboration that we do with everybody involved, as I mentioned, it's a lot of work, and it's making sure that first and foremost people are safe when they're out there. That's why a lot of it's, you know, caution taped off and everything like that. So nobody gets injured, and that's why the fire department's out there checking the shelves beforehand and making sure everything is working properly. And, you know, like I said, there's a lot of work that goes in this that a lot of people don't see, like you mentioned. And, you know, tomorrow is hopefully going to be the easy part where you're just walking around and making sure everything's going okay.
Kevin Fugarus, the North Ridgeville Parks and Recreation Director, is joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And boy, I've got to ask this, because this does come up on occasion when we're talking to folks about their 4th of July celebrations. Some prefer to shoot the fireworks off and do the whole kit and caboodle on the 4th. Some decide to do it the night before on the 3rd, which is obviously what you guys have decided to do. What's the reasoning behind that from your perspective to have the entire show on the 3rd instead of the 4th?
You know, I believe it's been on the 3rd for probably, I want to say probably 15, 20 years now. And our biggest reason behind that was knowing that, you know, families can come on the 3rd and not have to feel like they have to rush out of our park because they have to work the following day. That's why we do it on the 3rd, so they can enjoy our show, then possibly go to another show on July 4th. So we want them to come out, enjoy themselves, you know, come enjoy the bounce houses, you know, the balloon twisters, the bands, and, you know, all the games that we have set up, and not have to rush home because they have to go to work the following day. So, you know, we try to take that into consideration when we're planning this every year. That's why it's always been on the 3rd.
Simply put, that makes plenty of sense for me, no doubt about that. And I think there's something to be said for that, too. You can really enjoy it when you don't have to get up and go to work the next day. As you mentioned, you know, it just makes things a little bit easier. It also gives you some flexibility if maybe you want to go see a show the next night. So totally understood on this end.
Right.
Well, you guys will be very busy throughout the course of the summer, not only when this particular event is over tomorrow. You guys always have the summer concert series, movies in the park. You guys have been extraordinarily busy, of course, you know, a little bit later on. I know you guys are only partially connected to the Corn Festival, but obviously there's a lot of cool stuff that goes on in the city as a result, too. Summer concert series, movies in the park, what's going on here over the next few weeks?
Yeah, so our movies in the park, this is our second year of doing it, so we brought that back this year. This Friday we have another movie. I believe it is Black Panther off the top of my head, which will be this Friday. Last Friday we actually had Brethren for our summer concert series. We had a great turnout, even though it was hot and humid. So we flip flop every other Friday for almost about 12 weeks. We do a movie, then we do a band. So the summer concert series is actually new this year that we rolled out. We have a lot of great sponsors that, you know, decided to help us out to help, you know, fund the event. But so far so good. The weather's held off. We only had one movie in the park rained out. I believe that was about 2 weeks ago. So, you know, we're just always trying to add to our summer activities and trying to add to our community atmosphere, and also understanding that we are a small department, so we try to realize what we can do with the manpower that we do have. And, you know, this is something that we can manage, and we can manage it well.
You got to bite off what you can chew, right?
Correct.
No doubt about it. No, well, and I'm sure, you know, things will be at least a little bit easier. I'm not sure how much this affects you guys, but obviously with all the construction going on Center Ridge, it is very, very necessary. But obviously that can create some complications along the way. But, you know, it seems like people really get behind these events when they're looking for something to do in the summertime. And I think that's a wonderful idea with the concert series and the Movies in the Park alternating week by week. Kevin, we appreciate the time as always. We know you're slammed with the big Star Spangled Celebration coming up tomorrow. Thanks as always for the time.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a good 4th of July.
Thank you. You do the same. Again, Kevin Fugarus with North Ridgeville Parks and Recreation.